Now, the Sligo Chamber of Commerce is calling on the government to scrap a plan to redevelop some sections of the N17 and to commit to a full redevelopment of the route between Knock and Colooney, as they say it's unsafe and unfit for purpose. The Chamber, which represents more than 200 businesses, is calling on the government to commit to a previous promise to transform the 40-kilometre road from Colooney to Ireland West Airport Knock into a dual carriageway. This report from our North West correspondent, Shane O'Corrine.
We operate this stretch of the N17 several times a day, and I can safely say it's one of the most dangerous stretches of road that we operate on. There are certainly sections of the road where there is literally inches, a couple of inches between the vehicles where they meet.
Dahi Vihili runs one of the largest independent bus and taxi companies in the northwest. Vihili Transport operates daily along the N17 between Knock and Colooney.
It's a road, a section of road that's outdated by 40 or 50 years.
One of Dahi's drivers recently had a close shave with a camper van.
The camper van, while he was on his own side of the road, his wheel was on his own side of the road, the wing mirrors, which are quite wide, was over the white line and collided with the wing mirror on our vehicle, which caused the wing mirror to come in and smash the side window on the bus. Dennis, luckily it was a very experienced driver who was able to safely stop the vehicle because he had a full bus of people on board. It could easily have turned into a very, very serious incident.
The N17 forms part of the Atlantic Economic Corridor, connecting the West and the Northwest region.
Really, Shane, we feel forgotten up here. We really do.
Fintan Kennedy is the president of the Sligo Chamber of Commerce.
It's the main talking point and the main pain point for our members.
They represent more than 200 businesses in the northwest. The Chamber is calling for a full upgrade of the N17 between Knock and Colooney. They say provision for such a development was established 7 years ago in the National Planning Framework.
What's proposed at the minute is a bypass of Tubbercurry and Charlestown, and that is not enough because there's two prongs to it. There's the safety aspect and the infrastructure aspect. And what we need is a full carriageway upgrade from Charlestown right through to Sligo.
Can I have your attention, please? Minor flight F4806.
Ireland West Airport Knock is located near the N17.
We ask all passengers to please have their boarding cards and passports open.
It is an issue in terms of access to the airport, particularly from the northwest, and in terms of ease of access, in terms of safety and so forth.
The airport is backing the Chamber's call. Joe Gilmore, Managing Director.
As Ireland's fastest growing regional airport this year, we've close to 1 million passenger journeys being taken each year into and out of the airport on the N17. Therefore, we're calling for significant investment in the road infrastructure and an upgrade of the N17 from Tuam to Sligo to meet the same standards on the existing motorway from Limerick to Tuam.
A spokesperson for the Department of Transport said, as part of the ongoing review of the National Development Plan, a wide range of projects are being examined, including the Knock to Colooney route. Anne Butler of Higgins Pharmacy in Sligo.
It's quite often you come across accidents and collisions along that route. So certainly as a resident, I would ask the Minister and the Government to make sure the funding is available and for the main focus to be on saving lives and safety on this road.
And that was Anne Higgins finishing that report from our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Corrine.